We'll start with one of the contributions from David Clayton. He knows all there is to know about radio broadcasting, so he shares a lot in common with Ken Bruce. Here is David to tell us about an interview that he clearly enjoyed.
I've never been sure happenstance is a proper word, so I've looked it up and it is, which is just as well because Ken Bruce owes it something. The popular Radio 2 presenter experienced a huge chunk of happenstance when he stood in for Ray Moore on the network's early show for a couple of weeks in 1982. On his first morning, as basically the warm-up man for Terry Wogan and his hugely popular breakfast show, the great man slept in, leaving Ken to hold the fort. It was quite something to have landed the Radio 2 chance anyway, but Terry's failed alarm clock was a big story and meant Ken was all over the papers the next day for the heroic overtime on his first morning on Radio 2. Suddenly, everyone knew his name, and the rest, as they say, is radio history. He's been Radio 2's mid-morning man since 1992, which is quite some achievement in the mercurial world of network broadcasting. When I chatted to him, spookily, we had similar career paths, not to mention a penchant for buses. Ken's early interest in radio had him gravitating towards the pirate stations, as I did. He trained as an accountant. Oh dear, so did I. He wrote hopeful letters to Radio Scotland and British Forces Broadcasting, but no luck. Someone suggested he try hospital radio in Glasgow, which he did. I did that too. Well, not Glasgow, but Norwich. They put Ken straight on air. It was like coming home, he says. I know this. He found it was instinctive. It was exactly what he wanted to do, albeit just voluntary work. I wanted to be on a microphone, he said. This was compounded by the fact he'd read a book by the famous broadcaster Jack DeManio, after which he decided he really wanted to be a BBC announcer. Ken wasn't enamoured with accountancy, which involved evening classes as well, so began to bunk off. I'm ashamed to say our careers are still remarkably similar at this point too. We both gave it up. Ken went to wash cars for a hire company. I went to sell hi-fi systems, but we'd found life on the radio was what we absolutely hankered for. Ken got a tip-off that one of the announcers at BBC Radio Scotland was leaving, so sent off a demo tape and was invited in for a chat, which was promising. They seemed to make all the right noises. Frustratingly, nothing happened for a few weeks. His patience ran out. He phoned them. Surprisingly, they said, "You're starting with us at the beginning of June, aren't you?" It seems a letter confirming his contract hadn't been sent or hadn't arrived. "A BBC cock-up," laughs Ken. Initially, it was only for 3 months, but this sort of thing tends to get extended, and it did. "I loved it," is how Ken looks back on his announcing and newsreading duties. It wasn't long before he was presenting a daily show on Radio Scotland. It's not unknown for the London-based grandees of BBC Network Radio to peer over the borders for potential talent, which is how Ken came to be in place rescuing Terry Wogan on that happenstance morning. As Ken's reputation grew, he was doing more on Radio 2 around evenings and weekends, and more on BBC Scotland. Sometimes commuting, sometimes doing radio shows often down the line in one direction or another. Now to buses. Along with a couple of other presenters, Charles Nove and Steve Madden, Ken bought a bus. I'd had an interest in them as a boy. Yeah, I'm afraid I did too. I still have. You should see my bookshelves. Or perhaps not. Ken and his radio chums were running the Routemaster bus to hire out for weddings, birthdays and corporate events. The fleet grew. Ken and the others sat their tests and became qualified bus drivers. It was not unknown for Ken to be at the wheel when a bus was hired. He even drove one during a tube strike in London a few years ago. Ken recalls, "As I was on leave at the time, I was free to drive on an early shift. It was Route 8 between Bow and Liverpool Street, which necessitated a 2:45 a.m. alarm call." These days, the bus hire business has closed and the boys have been selling off the buses. We still have a couple if anyone is interested. For a fleeting moment I thought about it. Even though I finally cleared out my garage, it still wouldn't fit. Sorry, Ken. Inevitably, we chatted about the magic of radio because Ken Bruce has never really nurtured nor craved a TV extension to his career. Yes, he's done the odd thing, but radio is his first love. What the audience react to is different every day. They want to be part of it, he says. He has a big audience too, variously between 8 and 8.5 million listeners. Radio provides friendship in an undemanding way, is how he sums it up. Happenstance is one way of defining what he does in front of the microphone. I read the paper, start the show and see what happens. By that, he means he'll muse on something or other that's tickled his fancy, then react to the immediate feedback from his vast audience. Inevitably, the two-way banter takes off as he goes on his whimsical, good-humoured way with the infamous Popmaster quiz along the way. That sort of radio sounds easy, but I know it isn't. It takes a presenter, comfortable in what he or she does, with a huge amount of radio craft and experience, to make it sound like happenstance. Despite having done a good few months of lockdown radio from his home each day, he doesn't see himself stopping anytime soon. Squatter's rights, Ken says with a smile. It's more difficult to dislodge you. He says he's lucky, but having spent as much time in and around radio as Ken has, I think there's more to it than that. A good deal of our radio airwaves are populated with TV celebrities who undoubtedly draw an audience with their kudos and talent, but it takes a man of real radio craft and nous to have stayed in the same slot for 28 years and still attract a huge national audience. Successful radio is as much about knowing what not to do. I don't talk too much, says Ken. Then he chuckles as he says, perversely, I'm paid to know when to stop talking.
Thanks, Ken.
Have fun. I speak it beautifully, don't I? See ya.
Listen live on the BBC Sounds app. BBC
Radio 2. Thank you, David. We'll be coming back to you for another reading later, so you cannot stop talking yet.